but never called Dave to find out where it was. It was only a small spark of interest. Dave left for the camp on Friday with plans to bring out the box. This took time and work, as he had to make a rough road to the object so as to take the tractor with a bucket to bring it out on. When looking for the box, he lost his tractor for about half an hour, as all the trails in the woods can be mixed up. It was not until he got help from a couple of his men that he was able to bring the box to the campsite and to put it on the truck to bring home. He arrived home about 4 p.m. and called Mr. McEwen, who then called the Army to make an appointment for viewing the box. Then he called a few pressmen. So on Sunday, December 1st, about 2 p.m., the RCMP, Army, Press, and CBC came to interview the Thing. Following are a few clippings of what the Thing created in the minds of the press. And as this was published, many curious readers came to give their ideas on the Thing. Some said, "Is there a man in it? Will it blow up?" My little girl asked if it was full of animals. "I saw a plane burning this spring, and it dropped something over that area. Do you think it's from Russia? Where would the man be that came from it? Are there any bones of a man found near it? Do you suppose it was supposed to blow us up? Was your husband scared when he saw it?" And many more along the same line thought, "I'd like to see inside." And so would I. On Wednesday, my husband was in the woods, and about 2 p.m., a large army truck with 6 men came, and the order was, "Back it up, and we'll load it." I asked, "Who gave you the authority to move this?" The answer was, "From Fredericton." I said, "Who owns it?" They didn't know. Then I said, "It can't be moved until it's owned or until my husband gives permission." Then they called Fredericton, and later a call sign from Moncton Army Headquarters stating they had orders from the RCMP to remove it. I said, "The RCMP weren't interested before. Why now?" And after a few more questions, they decided to wait for Dave's permission. So, after a nasty corporal blew his top, they left. Next day, Thursday, Dave was home in the afternoon when the RCMP and the army truck arrived to take the Thing. They promised Dave that he would see the Thing open and to be notified of its owner before loading. But after loading, no such promise was made. It was then government property. After much discussion, they left, along with everything, including all the straps, ropes, wires, everything. Friedrich Llewellyn called, it was very nice. On Friday, Dave went to have the CBC picture of it, and he found it. Nothing happened until the news on Wednesday morning of its identification. And that is all.